today was a tough practice, and I thought we did a good job today in practice. Our guys really competed. They finished practice, both sides of the ball. A lot of good situations came up, a lot of situations that, can illustrate what complementary football is all about. So I thought it was a really good day. It's not easy out here. It's training camp. We run a tough program, and these guys really did a good job today. You're mic'd up for 14 hours a day, and so I we coach them hard. We really care about these guys. Personally, I need to watch the language. I really do, and I'm going to try to do a better job of that. It's an intense environment, and I'll try to do better. But I think we're coaching them. We care about these guys, and hopefully that comes through. And then obviously the most important thing is our players and how hard they work.
What do you think when you watch yourself play back on TV? Like
can't
that?
Stand it.
Can't, really?
Yeah, I just cannot. That's one of the. It's part of the job. Obviously, yeah. They pay you a lot of money, and there's a lot of things that come with that job and that responsibility, and you take it very seriously. But when it comes to those things, I'm a football coach, and, that's not something that I'm real comfortable with.
Do you analyze yourself when you're watching that, or do you just hate
Yeah, I need to stop swearing or cut it down at least. Some of you guys like that, though, right?
Yeah.
My brother texted me. He thought it was awesome. My mom texted me. She didn't think it was too awesome, so... Yeah.
Players of the team. That's obviously a huge part of your trying to get this thing turned around.
You come into an organization, it's important to know the history of the organization, not the little details of every draft pick from every year, but for the players, it's important to know, who the owner is and what he means to this city and what his family means to this city and, what this franchise means to the city and what a winning franchise can do for a city like Houston. This is a fantastic city with just an unbelievable fan base, and I think it's important for our players to know that and then also know each other. I think you have to know each other, and the way the game is played now with so much communication on both sides of the ball and on special teams, you really have to know each other well. You don't have to necessarily hang out outside the locker room, but in that building, you really have to have respect for each other and know each other well.
Billy, did you talk to your parents?
Yeah, they already asked me that, Mark, and I didn't necessarily talk to him, but I got the message that I need to probably go to confession. I don't think I've been to confession since the sixth grade, so I'll probably head to confession here soon and try to do better.
Well, how did you get the message?
I can't tell you that. That's a messages
family
come in different ways. I have two older brothers. Remember that. So,
how'd your quarterbacks?
I thought we put them in a lot of tough situations. We'll have to watch the film and see how it went. But I thought there were some good 2 minute situations, some end of the half situations, some. Those plays at the end that you saw there were the last play of the game, fourth and goal from the five. So I thought they handled some of that well. Some of it we got to fix, but, correct. But I thought overall the guys came out and competed today.
When will you tell us the order for Saturday, or will you tell us before the game?
I don't know if I'll get into that. Again, it's a preseason game. They matter. It's important. Anytime you go out there and play a game, it's important. But, again, I would just tell you that I wouldn't get too into the order of how we play anybody in this game.
But you don't think you'll let us know ahead?
No, not for the game. Not for the preseason game.
It seems like one of the hottest days at camp out here so far. How do you feel with your team responding? I know during the offseason there was a lot of talk about their conditioning.
Yeah, they responded well. I mean, they're in good shape. This is not an easy training camp when you think about, the heat down here. We'll go in the bubble tomorrow, but they've had two good days out here where they've competed, and it's been probably close to 100 or over 100, and in the end, that'll make our team better because we'll be hopefully a little bit mentally tougher and be able to handle a lot of the challenges that come with the season. But I thought both days they really did a good job of competing.
Out of your four healthy backs, do you feel like anybody's really elevated their game or jumped out when you watch the field?
No, I don't think – I think all of those guys are doing well. I really do. I think if you look from top to bottom there, I think they're all pretty even. They all do different things. Alfred's had a good camp. J.L. Grimes has had a good camp. Kenny Hilliard, Chris Polk, the last 3 days has really done some good things. I think Jay Prosh is one of the more improved guys on our team. He's had a good camp, so we're happy with that position.
Last year there was a big switch over in the personnel, getting the guys in that you wanted. here in year two now, it seems like you got a lot of guys that fit your mold.
I think we need to be clear about that. It's the players that we want.
Right.
It's not the players that I want or you want or they want. It's the players that we as an organization want, that we believe we can win for us. You know, win in the division, win in this league. It's the players that we want. And the guys that are out here right now, every one of these guys is somebody that we evaluated, personnel staff, coaching staff. We said, hey, look, maybe this guy can help us here, can help us there. And they're the guys that right now, today, we want on the field. So it's more about we than it is I or them. We're not against each other. It's not two separate corporations in the building. It's one corporation, one organization, and we're trying to put it all together. He's another guy I would say in the Prosh category of one of the more improved guys. You know, I would say like, you know, Jay Prosh, Bulla, Dre Howe. These guys took what we talked to them about after last season, things that they could do to work on improving their skill set, whether it's flexibility or quickness or, you know, maybe knowing their plays better, whatever it might be. Those are three good examples. And there's other ones of guys that have really taken that to heart and come back and really improved as players, and we're seeing that on the field. I didn't know the cameras were on in that staff meeting. Yeah. I thought they were going to start rolling the next day.
But the message, though, I mean, do you believe you guys aren't
it's brutal. No, I think that in order to gain respect in this league, we have to win. We have to win. When you win, you're respected. Now, they've won here in the past. Don't get me wrong. I mean, Coach Kubiak's teams in 2011, 2012 went to the playoffs, won the division. You see the two division banners in there. So I'm not here telling you that they haven't won. But we need to get back to that. You know, we need to win. And so when you win, you gain that respect back. And that's what we're talking about in those meetings.
You mentioned being pleased with the running back core. Are you happy enough now without Arian, at least for an extended period of time, that it won't adjust your 53-man roster as far as how many running backs you might have to carry?
Yeah, I think right now we're pretty satisfied with what we're looking at right now. I think there is – you know, a bit of a numbers issue, maybe body-wise when you look at it. But, we're not in a situation here where we just want to bring anybody in off the street just to have numbers. We can do a lot of different things offensively. You can see some of the things we're doing out there today. We put different guys back there, maybe guys that aren't necessarily running backs that are playing that position for us. So, you know, we have a diverse enough scheme where we can mix and match. And with that position right now, I like the way those guys are working. My personal feelings for Arian, I feel bad for him, but just hearing what I'm hearing out of that situation is he's doing well, and he's really expecting to come back at some point and help us. So that's basically where we're at right now.
Has it been difficult to get an idea of what all those running backs can do when you have as many running backs that you're splitting reps?
Absolutely not. We have a pretty good way of IDing what they're good at, what some of their things are that they need to work at. You know, I think every guy is been basically slotted into a role, whether it's this type of back in special teams or whatever it might be. Each one of those guys has really taken their role seriously, and I think done a good job within that role to this point.
Well, we've seen it on camp, but Kevin Johnson seems to be either on schedule or almost ahead of schedule. Does he continue to impress you?
Yeah, when you're looking at rookies, you know, I think if you look at Kevin Johnson, Bernardrick McKinney, those two guys, Christian Covington, you know, these two guys, look, not everything's perfect. I mean, they're going to have their mistakes. It's not easy to make the jump, but they're very businesslike. They have a good idea of the approach that they need to take on a daily basis, that professional approach, and they just need to continue to do that. If you do that, you're going to improve. You're going to improve as long as you stay healthy, and they're staying healthy, knock on wood, and we're happy with the progression of really all. Most of the rookies are doing a good job.
And you see the nightmare situation with the Jets quarterback up in New York. Reiterate anytime you see something like that to your teammates, a couple fights in joint practices, do you reiterate to leave that on the field and not bring it to the locker room?
Yeah, look, I'm the head coach of the Houston Texans. I'm really concerned about the Houston Texans, trying to make sure that this team's doing the best we can to, like I said earlier, put a winning product on the field. Nobody wants fights. I have no idea what happened in that situation. I would never even try to comment on it. I have a ton of respect for Todd Bowles as a football coach. And I can tell you that, you know, we our guys know that, look, it's a hard practice on the field, but in that locker room, we've got to have respect and understand that that's the most important thing in the locker room.
Not so much a time period, but at some point you're obviously going to have to make a call and they continue to be
Yeah, so, somebody, you know, I don't know if it's anything where you need to see separation. You know, at some point you got to make a decision. You know, we're all in these positions as head coaches to make decisions. I'm just not ready to make that decision yet. You know, I want to see these guys play a little bit against an opponent and see how that goes and just, you know, make sure that we're giving them, whoever the starter is, plenty of time to work with the ones and get ready for the first game. But we're a ways away from that. So I don't think it's anything where I go in there and I think about I need to see separation. It's more about who's going to be the most consistent guy that does the best job of taking care of the football, moving the offense for this team.